Michael Meets is a podcast interviewing regular people about life, work, their interests and aspirations. I'd really like to start travelling around Ireland recording more stories. If you're interested or know someone, please contact me via Facebook or by emailing hello@michaelmeets.com. This podcast is sponsored by Gerard O'Donnell Photography. You can check out his work on www.gerardodonnell.ie, where you'll find some wonderful landscapes of Ireland and fantastic portraits of its people. This podcast sponsored Ryan Mangan and Team Ireland on HBO's Brave New Voices. Think X Factor for poets. They missed out on a place in the semi-finals by 1 point. It's worth giving their Facebook page a like on www.facebook.com/Team Ireland, where you'll find YouTube clips from some of their smashing performances. Apologies for not having any episodes out this past fortnight. I've been involved in the Liberties Festival and it takes up all my time. It is worth giving the Liberties Festival Facebook page a like, www.facebook.com/Liberties Festival. In all the interviews I've done, there have been some great stories that didn't make it into the final podcast. This week, I'm starting to include the added extras of previous podcasts, the stories that didn't make it into the final cut of the original. Not because they weren't interesting, I just didn't have enough room. So here is Anne McGuinness's added extra, talking about her tattoos.
And you've loads of tattoos.
One or two.
Yeah, one or two, about more than 22, I'd say. What was your first one and why did you get it?
I got this one here. It's the Chinese symbol for friendship. Mm-hmm. When I was 30. On my 30th birthday, actually. I'd been talking about having a tattoo forever. Mm. I always liked tattoos. So I was like, I want a tattoo. And I think eventually people got sick listening to me. And they were like, if you want a tattoo, you're 30. It's not like you're going to change your mind now. It's not like you're 15 or something going in having a tattoo. And by the time you get to 20, you're regretting it. If you still want a tattoo at 30, go get it. So I got this very small friendship in Chinese writing. Now, and anyone asks me what it is, I always say chicken curry fried rice. So, I mean, I can't help myself. And then I'm not the easiest person in the world to buy birthday presents and Christmas presents and stuff for. So then it started, what would you like for your birthday? So my mum paid for that one, the first one. She paid for it and then gave out about it initially. And then I started, every birthday then, she'd say, what do you want for your birthday? I'd say, I'll just give me money and I'd get another tattoo. And for the first year or two, it was just on my birthday, I'd get another tattoo and that was fine. And then for my 35th birthday, I got a fairly large tattoo on my hip. And I thought, oh, I kind of like this. I might get a few more. And then it sort of developed into all over the place.
And do they all mean something?
They all mean something to me. Mm. For example, this is the symbol for infinity. And I think stuff, you know, goes on for a long time, and my birth symbol, and do you remember CB radios?
Yeah.
Okay, well, my cousins did CB radios, and I practically lived in their house, and my handle in CB radios was Lavender Lady, so I always wanted a lavender tattoo, so I got this, and then when I was getting this arm finished, I just wanted to sort of tie it off. Now, I'd love a long sleeve, but, you know, sometimes you have to conform to work, and I wanted some hieroglyphics because there's a lot of Egyptian stuff sort of here, like with the Ankh and stuff, and I was going to get Anne's purple arm written in hieroglyphics, and the tattoo artist was like, oh yeah, that's cool, and I thought, okay, he didn't find that funny, no, maybe that's not the thing I should get. And then instead I said, well, what about I'm getting worser, and he pissed himself laughing. I thought, okay, yeah, that's it. So to finish off that arm, I have I'm getting worse. So that means nothing, but worse is my favourite word. Yeah. I love made up words that can be used in sentences. And this, my latest one, I got on Friday the 13th, there's 13 little pictures in it. It's my autobiography. Mm-hmm. It's all the stuff that has either happened to me or I like doing, like a girl playing football or travelling, or there's Martha's Vineyard, and I went there when I was 21 for the first time, you know. This for working in the music industry, getting married, working as a health and fitness instructor. I love Dublin. absolutely adore Dublin. Oh, I ended up with 2 degrees, so that's how that has two little tassels, you know, so stuff like that. That one is probably the more about me than anything. The others, yeah, they mean something to me, but, and then when I wanted to get a mum and dad tattoo, but I didn't want man, dad written somewhere on me, and that's why I got home writing. And then my tattoo artist, who's from America, I was saying to you earlier, he said to me, you want to get home writing in English? And I was like, okay, yeah, that's probably very stupid. So it's Ahar and Mahar. So it's the Irish version of that. So, yeah, so they all kind of mean something to me. But sometimes they're just silly. Like I have a tattoo of a Fry's chocolate cream on my hip because it was my mum's favourite bar, you know. And the year that Fry's was made is written on it. But on mine, Glenn got one the same. Ours is 1945 because that was the year my mum was born. So, and above it, it says, what? Ask me bollocks, because that they're the two things she used to say most of the time. You know, what? What? And then whenever she was just a bit pissed off with you or whatever, she'd always tell you, ah, ask me bollocks, you know. So like, and yeah, that's a tattoo for me ma, but it looks ridiculous to other people. Do you know that kind of way? Yeah. So yeah, so my tattoos all kind of mean something to me, but some of them don't. Some of them are just, oh, I fancy that flower stick that on my back. Do you know that kind of way? Yeah. And I have the triple moon goddess in the middle of my back. And the triple moon goddess is about the different stages of womanhood. So it's maiden, mother, crone. So it's basically when you're young, in the middle. And then the goddess, the female goddess, is in the middle of it, you know, because I think women are too quick to put themselves down, let alone anyone else do anything to them. So I that doesn't come into my psyche anywhere. So I wanted something that just gave my idea of what it's like to be a woman and how powerful it can be.
Many thanks to Emma Guinness for taking the time to share her story. You can hear her full interview by looking for episode 7. Like I said earlier, I'd love to start recording stories from people all over Ireland. If you know someone, get in touch by emailing hello@michaelmeets.com or via Facebook, facebook.com/michaelmeets. If you do enjoy the podcast, please leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. By doing so, you help this podcast get more listeners. Keep living your remarkable life. Until next time.